my role is to simply introduce Echo Pro, and obviously that we've got some changes in the Echo Pro people who are presenting. Echo Pro has been one of the longest members of MRG's network. I can't exactly remember probably the year, but it had to be in the late 80s. You guys have been around.
87.
So these guys are located down in New York and have been doing all kinds of wonderful, different kinds of work. Did work with Pfizer Pharmaceutical all over the world for a number of years, and still continue to do a variety of different things. So without further ado.
Thank you, Jim. And my name's Bill Waite, and this is Esther, and we're going to do this together today. Linda McDermott, my significant other, as well as business partner for all these years, was originally scheduled to be here, but as usual, something came up with a big new potential client, and guess where she is?
So she's making money.
So she's making money. So anyway, but hopefully you won't lose much in the translation, because I have been involved with Linda together on a lot of this strategic alliance work that we're going to talk about today, and Esther has gotten involved with this within the last 2 years and has done a lot of the analysis work and so on. So hopefully you'll be able to get the same pitch. And today what I want to do is we're going to split this up into two pieces. I'm going to talk about what a strategic alliance is and what goes into it and some of the dimensions of that. And then the second part, Esther's going to deal with around the LEA, the MRG LEA culture, the culture survey, and how we used it in some of the strategic alliances. We did not use it in all of them, but increasingly we are. And we'll talk some about those experiences and show you some interesting information that came out of particularly one that we worked with. As Jim mentioned, we were founded in 1987, and we have been working with MRG ever since that time. I didn't join the firm until 1990, but Jim and I worked together between 87 and 90 when I was heading up corporate training and development for the Cigna Corporation, the insurance company out of Philadelphia. And we used an early version of the LEA down there with my staff, and we implemented it in the company. Linda's the one that got involved with MRG. She got involved through Julie O'Mara. I don't know, some of you might recognize that name. Some of you have been around for a few years. She's out on the West Coast. Most of our work revolves around leadership development and team development. In 1998, we collaborated with one of our major clients from Pfizer to write the book World Class Teams, and it was published by John Wiley and Sons, and we based that book a lot on the very practical experiences